Welcome back to the Prep Rally Podcast. Playoffs are in full swing for everybody here in the Northwest Arkansas and the River Valley.
What an insane week, and it's a great day, Sydney. We have got special guest.
Yeah, we do.
He's not a guest. He's a part of this podcast. We got Leland Barclay in the studio with us today. Happy Thanksgiving week, everybody. Let's do this.
And, of course, we're going to be counting down our top five and our gimme five top players of this week. So let's grab our brackets and let's get into it. Welcome back to Prep Rally. Let's recap some of these Friday night games, y'all.
Well, you know, Sydney, and thank you, Leland, so much for being here. It's great to have you in the – we got his helmets back here. He even brought them with him from the River Valley.
Absolutely. Had to have the River Valley represented. And what a view. I can see my old dormitory, Yoakum Hall, from here, which I think the phrase then was a finer place to live.
Oh, yeah. I can say from my years in college, that is not the name that it has.
Well, and I just want to set things straight that I did not set the fire that night in the on our floor.
Okay.
I did not do that. It had already started when we got back up there that night.
A fire from 50 years ago.
Yeah, about.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Well, I just want to set the record straight.
Yeah, I believe you.
All right, so man, we got a lot to get to this morning. It's Thanksgiving week, but we're still playing football, and we're really happy about that. So Leland, let's go ahead and get into it. Up in Northwest Arkansas, I think, you know, kind of the big takeaways is there weren't really a whole lot of maybe big upsets per se, but some really great performances. You know, Jeff Regan and Rogers, they rolled into the semifinals.
What? I was just like...
Oh, you were just like...
Yeah. You are so boomer.
Boomer Rogers?
No, as in a boomer, like you're old. You didn't know what that meant.
No, my dad is a boomer. He's the boomer. Leland's a boomer.
I'm a boomer. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anyway, back to Rogers. They made quick work of Little Rock Christian, 35-0, and Jeff Regan had another one of those... Jeff Regan kind of nights. We'll get into that in a little bit. You know, Bentonville fought off a scrappy Springdale effort. Really great to see that from Springdale. It was 13-7.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were inspired by that, Sydney. It was 13-7 at halftime. It was a two-score game in the fourth quarter. Bentonville pulled away for a 41-16 win. Shiloh Christian with a tough fight against El Dorado. That was good to see them win a close ball game, 24-21. Over in Central Arkansas, the Bryant Hornets took down our Fayetteville Bulldogs.
Well, if you look at 7A and 6A, chalk held true in both of those brackets. But the surprise was that not all the games were mercy rules. You know, I thought Bentonville West –
Oh, yeah.
What a great performance by them going on the road to Conway.
99 points scored in that one, 55-44.
Mm-hmm. Put up 454 yards. Man, what a way for Trey Thompson to end his career, 34 of 62 for 382 yards and a touchdown.
What a turnaround for this team compared to last year.
Great.
Absolutely.
A tremendous year for them. A couple breaks go another way, and they're still playing this week. You know, we had a real interesting game in Class 5A with Farmington kind of falling short late against a really good Joe T. Robinson team. Nothing to hang your head up about that one. I mean, that they're the number one team in the state for a reason. Farmington had a chance to win the ball game. You could say the same thing about the Harrison Goblins at Little Rock Park for you.
Yeah. If you haven't seen the roughing the passer penalty that greatly aided Parkview's game-winning drive, take a look at that one. It's a roughing the passer penalty that I've never seen you know, called before. I'll leave it at that.
You know, I ask myself that every time I watch a Razorback game. Where was the penalty? Because I think, like, you know, non-existent penalties show up all the time in those games. So I relate to that, Leland.
Well, Harrison can certainly relate to it for sure. But Parkview moves on.
Going back to 6A, we mentioned Shiloh. Greenwood had a fight with Jonesboro. Boy, they were really complimentary of that Jonesboro team after the ball game. And Leland, you were at that one. Or no, you weren't not at that one.
I
apologize. You're almost always at Greenwood. But who wouldn't want to be?
31-14 at the half. It was 7-7 after a quarter. Jonesboro led early, but it was, you know, Greenwood pulled away like they always seem to, you know, seems like they do. 557 yards of offense, 30 first downs. You know, Kane Archer went over, you know, surprise, another milestone for Kane Archer, went over 1,000 yards rushing for the season, which is really hard for quarterbacks in the big school conferences to do because coaches just don't want their quarterbacks running the ball. But Kane Archer's just he's a different animal, and he's putting up different numbers.
And I'm going to sidetrack us real quick, but I mean, breaking news this week with Kane Archer decommitting from UCF, going to Utah. Leland.
Yeah, I think that's been in the works for a couple of weeks. I still think that there's I wouldn't rule out the possibility that he could still possibly be a Razorback, but he has for now. He loves it at Utah. Went out there. They went on a recruiting trip, I guess it was last week. They love it there. And, you know, Utah has a – you know, they've got a history of, you know, a wide-open offense. So I think it does fit him well.
Mm-hmm.
Not hard to sell the scenery out there either, you know.
No, exactly. No, so I mean, – you know, great for Kane Archer. They're getting a good one.
I mean, when I saw the news, you know, I was surprised because I personally wanted him to be a Hog. But at the same time, the Razorbacks have no culture. Like, that is not a part of the team anymore.
Well,
that's the hard truth.
Well, and I think the, you know, let's just see who the next coach is and see how that you know, turns out.
Hey, back to high school. hey, let's go. I think we kind of covered the 5A, just the quick rundown here. In 4A, there were some really good ones up this way. Monticello came back from a 21-0 deficit to beat Gravett 48-41. I think I'm going to say this right. Joseph Asilis for Monticello had almost 400 yards rushing on the night on a big, big rally for the Billies.
He's another running back that he went over the 2,000-yard mark for the season. I think there's five running backs now in the state that are over 2,000 yards. So these wide-open offenses that we talk about the quarterbacks a lot, and we're going to talk about the quarterbacks some, especially in 6A that's left. But these running backs are taking advantage of these wide-open offenses too.
Absolutely. Elkins had a big fight with Batesville Southside. They had a game-winning drive in the fourth quarter and won the ball game 24-21. Really just a great night over in Elkins. Prairie Grove, our guy Rick Fires was there. They beat the scrappy Pocahontas team 27-20. Leland, we'll give a quick shout-out to this one. We don't typically send you out of our coverage area, but you went and covered Dardanelle and Hamburg. Dardanelle 35, Hamburg 34, a great – great high school football game.
Touchdown late. Creed Vega, which I mentioned, I asked their coach, you know, because I was just thinking all along he might have been, you know, named after the fictional boxer, and he was not, but he sure had the knockout punch on Friday night, a late touchdown, and then the two-point conversion for a 35-34 win.
Then, you know, over in Class 3A, we have Mansfield doing Mansfield things, beating Walnut Ridge 51-22, they advance on. They got a big one this week coming up in the quarterfinals for the 3A, 4A teams. You know, Boonville goes all the way over to Rivercrest and gets a very convincing win. What a great night for the Bearcats. Charleston, boy, just a tough one for the Charleston Tigers, tough loss at Fordyce on the road.
Looked like they had a two-point conversion play stopped, and they were running off the field to celebrate. And then here came a flag. Fordyce got to do the two-point conversion again, a little closer and scored on that one. So another one of those losses right at the end that, you know, is going to – you know, Coach May, it was funny. I was talking to him. He said, you know, he's going to get the coach again. Those seniors are not going to get to play again. And that's that was another tough loss.
Lots of, you know, this is how it is this time of year, though. I mean, you know, lots of great wins and tough losses, happy smiles and sad tears. I mean,
well, every week, half of the teams, you know, like we, the phrase, they start hearing the basketballs bouncing.
And we could, you know, look, with some of these games, I mean, we had – you know, 4 pages of coverage and then even more in the River Valley Democrat Gazette on Sunday. We could go on and on and on about these, but, you know.
But I think it's time to get into our sponsor. It's time to
move on.
Mm-hmm. We want to thank our sponsor, West Termite. Take control of your pests with West. Whether it is termites, mosquitoes, bed bugs, weeds, or lawn disease, West has the experience serving Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma since 2003. Book your free consultation online today at westtermite.com.
Book your free
consultation. No. Oh. No, everybody on three. 1, 2, 3.
After all,
West knows pests best.
Yay!
We need a conductor there.
I was conducting.
Sydney's been conducting all year.
Gosh, Leland. That being said, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Prep Rally. Let's get into the who you got, y'all.
Might as well. I mean, let's just get right to it. Why don't we start in Class 3A? We'll save the big games for last, I think. So Boonville's going on the road again, Leland, at Glen Rose. You know, great win for them at Rivercrest last week. Another tall task to go to on the road at Glen Rose this week. Who you got, man? I picked against Boonville last week. I'm sorry, guys, but I'm going to pick against you again. I got Glen Rose over Boonville. Really tough game, but I think Glen Rose will get Boonville this time.
I said before the year started, Boonville was a semifinal capable team, and nothing has changed. 390 yards rushing last week, 0 pass attempts. They stick to their knitting. The Bearcats advance with a win over another conference champion.
Unbelievable. Sydney, who you got?
Glen Rose.
Yeah. That's all right, though. I will be very happy if Boonville calls up and says, Graham Thomas, you were wrong. So, I'm all for it. Bismarck at Mansfield, another Class 3A game. Boy, it's hard to pick against the Mansfield Tigers in this one, so I'm not going to do it. I've got Mansfield beating Bismarck. Leland, you've seen Bismarck, or you've seen Mansfield for sure a couple times. I don't know, maybe you've seen Bismarck on film too. What do you think?
Another, you know, team, Mansfield, you know, they stick to their knitting. They're very good at home. This game, they've played now twice in the last 2 years. This will be the third meeting. It went to overtime, 34-28, early in the season. In fact, it was the season opener. I think Mansfield still wins the rematch and advances on.
Some different circumstances this time around. It's going to be cold, maybe a little wet, maybe a little Mansfield perfect conditions for
Absolutely.
Them. Sydney, who you got?
I'm not going against the Tigers, Mansfield.
Right. Prairie Grove, man, this has been one of my favorite stories of the year because they started 0-3, and here they are in the quarterfinals. You never count them out, not with Danny Abshire at the helm. But Prairie Grove has to take on the Warren Lumberjacks this week. And, man, I'm sad to say it. I think the story ends for Prairie Grove this week in Warren.
You know, I looked at the bracket, and there's some games here, some teams that I would give Prairie Grove a chance, and they still have a chance. Another team, they like to run the ball. They stick to their knitting, mm-hmm. obviously. In fact, they'll have a running back that probably reaches or goes over the 2,000-yard mark this year as
Elijah
this
Sugg.
Week as well. But, man, Warren is just so good. Warren, like Boonville, is a third seed from their conference, which doesn't mean anything. I think that speaks more highly of the conference than it does, obviously, mm-hmm. the team. And I just think Warren and Jackson Denton, You know, so Josiah Steen, the receiver, is too much for Prairie Grove.
Sydney, who you got?
Warren.
Yeah, it's hard to Prairie Grove, but if anybody can do it, it's a team like Prairie Grove that's going to keep the ball on the ground. If they protect the football and are efficient with what they do, they could walk home with a win here. All right, so moving on up, we're going to stay in Class 4A. Arkadelphia at Elkins, and Elkins is, they lost a lot from the team that made the state finals last year, and they have had a great year. I mean, they won that conference again. They've had some great wins here in the playoffs, including last week. This is a rematch, you guys, of the Class 4A finals last year. Arkadelphia beat Elkins pretty handily at War Memorial Stadium. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, Coach Watson and all the Elks, but I'm going to go with Arkadelphia to beat Elkins this Friday night at John Bunch Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, Arkadelphia is just, defending state champ, took care of them last year in the championship game, and I just think they're too much. Second seed out of the 4A7, and the 4A7 champion went down the first round. So I think that may say a little something. I think Elkins has a chance in this game, but I still think Arkadelphia wins.
Sydney, who you got?
Elkins.
Oh.
Well, they're at home.
Yeah. And I haven't picked an underdog yet, so I'll pick Elkins.
Well, and
hard to think of them as an underdog, too, at home.
Well, a little bit. But, the fact that the 4A7 champion went down in the first round may say a little something about that conference.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you play the games. The five seed beats the one. I mean, it's wild. Shiloh Christian at Sylvan Hills. Now, Shiloh Christian has been so good all year. Kind of laying in the weeds a little bit. Nobody's talking about them. Yet here they are in the semifinals again. I'm not picking against Shiloh Christian at Sylvan Hills. They seem to do this every year. They went over to Valley View a couple of years ago and won. They went to Benton a few years ago and won. They're going to go to Sylvan Hills and punch their ticket to the state finals, Leland. That's who I got.
Yeah, I think so. We all know the story of Cinderella. Well, what happened? The clock finally struck midnight on her. And that's what's going to happen, I think, to Sylvan Hills. Fantastic season. And you look at – I don't remember a time of looking at a semifinal and seeing four quarterbacks that's left, like what is in 6A. Tyler Hampton, tremendous year for Sylvan Hills, threw for 413 yards and four touchdowns in last week's come from behind over Marion. Then you've got Cole Creighton, who was named a starter at Shiloh Christian before he ever took a varsity snap during the summer before his freshman year. And then, of course, Kane Archer, we've kind of heard of him. He's the reigning Gatorade Player of the Year. And then Benton with Drew Davis, who is the all-time leading passer for the Panthers. And these two quarterbacks, they've thrown for about 19,000 yards combined. So, I mean, what a tremendous group of quarterbacks. All that being said, Cole Creighton leads the Saints back to War Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Shiloh.
Shiloh.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna put Shiloh in on this side of the bracket.
Yeah.
Now let's go the other side. Benton at Greenwood. Now,
can
Leland,
we all say it at once?
On three.
One, two, three.
Greenwood. Now, that being said, we think this is going to be a really good competitive football game. So Greenwood, and I know we just talked to Coach Young just a bit ago, they're getting ready for it. So,
Oh, yeah. There's no looking ahead of past Benton and Greenwood, Arkansas this week, I guarantee you, especially with Benton's high-powered offense. Be sure and check out the capsules that's in Thursday's paper this week on all these games, because there'll be a lot of great information, some of which maybe you don't even know we're going to talk about. But, man, what a game, because all season long, the top three teams in 6A, it's been Greenwood, Benton, and Shiloh. Greenwood at the top, and then Shiloh and Benton kind of going back and forth. So those have been the top three teams. before the season even started, we thought Greenwood and Benton would meet. Mm-hmm. We just thought it was going to be maybe possibly in the championship game instead of the semifinals. Greenwood's won 76 straight games at home. They're going to make it 77 in a row, but it's going to be tough.
It's going to be really tough. Mm-hmm. Benton's a really good team, but every bit of this favors Greenwood. If it were at Benton, it may be a different story, but you just don't walk into Greenwood as a visiting team and win. Sydney, who you got? Obviously, you got Greenwood.
Yeah, we already did it. Said it. Yeah,
I think it was in unison.
Okay, now we've saved the Class 7As for here at the end. We're going to start with Rogers at Bryant. Is this the week that Jeff Regan becomes – we were talking about this on our sports writer thread. I think the guy's already there in terms of 7A West legends. I mean, he's had a great career at Rogers. Hard to argue with what he's done, regardless of what happens at Bryant. Can Rogers – who's having a Thanksgiving Day practice for the first time since 2006.
Wow.
But it's also their first semifinal since 2006.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah. But so this is sort of uncharted territory for them. But this kind of stuff doesn't bother Jeff Regan. I mean, he just goes out and does his thing. So I have no doubt Rogers will be ready to go. They'll score a lot of points. Can they get enough stops on defense and stop Bryant? That's where I'm a little skeptical.
Just say it.
I'm going to pick Bryant.
Exactly. Just say it. You don't need to hesitate. You knew who you were picking.
Oh, but it's painful, you know, because the teams I've seen the most of in the last several years will be Bentonville West, Bentonville, and Rogers. Mm-hmm. And you get kind of attached to these kids a little bit. A lot of great kids at Rogers. And
he keeps making his case, you know, and it's
I'm trying to talk myself into picking Rogers, and I just can't do it.
It's tough.
Leland, who you got?
Well, and you know, last week at this time, we were talking about how Fayetteville's wide open, pass happy offense. You know, Brian hadn't seen anything like that this year, and how Fayetteville was going to be able to go down there and maybe not win the game, but they were going to show up, and it was going to be a ball game. Well, it was 35-0 at halftime.
Let's be real. Springdale was the team that showed up.
Well, it was 35-0 at halftime. Bryant won 42-0, held Fayetteville's high-powered offense to 197 yards of offense. In the meantime, Bryant rushes for 267. They throw for 258, 62 plays, 525 yards of offense, and Bryant just rolled on into the semifinals. Like they have, every year. But I do think, again, Rogers is a different dynamic, but I do think Braxton Lindsay has to be the best player on the field on Friday night to give Rogers a chance. Jeff Regan cannot win this game, obviously, by himself. I think Titus Kramer has to be effective, and I think Braxton Lindsay has to be really great on Friday night.
Yeah.
But I still think Bryant wins because – they're Bryant.
How did I know? I knew this was going to happen. I knew both of y'all were going to pick Bryant and do the whole, you know, Rogers this and this, you know. I just love them, but I choose Bryant. I knew that's how it was going to go down. So I choose Rogers. I'm going to full-heartedly choose Rogers. Y'all rock, okay? Bring your A game Friday. You got this. Just pick who you want to pick, y'all.
You're a great friend, Sydney. You'll
be... Well, you know, who doesn't like a big build-up?
Yeah.
You know, we got to build the crescendo.
Well, and I think the difference is I've never met the Bryant team. I've never met their coaches or players. And Rogers, I have. Another plug. But Prep Rally Road Trip made a video about Rogers football. And, you know, we got to spend time with their players at Media Day, too.
Exactly. I mean, they're good kids. And look, Bryant's got great kids, too. I mean,
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
We just don't ever get to be around them.
Exactly. So,
and that makes, you know, like the next pick is really tough, too. So we're going to go Con. I think so. Conway at Bentonville at Tiger Stadium.
I want to hear y'all's picks first for that.
Well, you've gone last every time, so...
Well, I thought there'd be a changeup and I'd go first, but continue.
Well, okay, so you know, this is what, about Leland, like the fifth time these guys have played in the last few. I mean, it's they know each other pretty well.
Oh, absolutely. There won't be any surprises in this game for
now,
sure.
They played in week one, which was actually the second week of the year. But week one, and Bentonville handled Conway pretty good. I think Conway is a little bit better, you know, a little bit different several weeks later. You know, last year, Conway
exactly same
ripped
scenario.
Bentonville at Conway. They play again in the semifinals at Tiger Stadium, and here's Bentonville with
exactly.
their last second field goal for the win. I'm not saying that's the scenario this year. Bentonville's got a really good football team, but it's not going to be a 34-10 or whatever it was earlier in the year.
No, I don't think it will either. I think Conway is much better. Their quarterback situation, they've got the starter back that was injured early in the year. It's still not going to make a difference. You know, all year long we've said Bryant, Bentonville. That hasn't changed. Bentonville wins, moves on to the championship game.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'm going to go Bentonville too. Bentonville at home, tough to beat. And you know that they've you know that balance you talked about that Conway had the other night against Fayetteville. That's like kind of an every night kind of thing with Bentonville. They and they had a they didn't play great against Springdale, and Springdale had a lot to do with that. I'll just put that out there right there.
Let's go Bulldogs.
I mean, and Jody Grant even said they didn't play great, and the reason why was Springdale played really good. Now I think Bentonville will be better. They're better for having that performance the other night. And they will come out and beat Conway at Tiger Stadium. Mark it down. Sydney, who you got?
Don't they get mad at you for picking them to win?
I've heard that, like, whenever I picked Fayetteville to beat Bentonville, I heard that was just kind of on a continuous loop. And it inspired Bentonville. They get mad at me.
For picking them to win.
They love being picked to lose. I'll just tell you that, you know, nothing drives a little the coaches love it anyway. I don't know what the players think about it.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to add to that love. So I'm going to pick Conway.
Well, how about it? Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Some love from me.
Was that the Fayetteville F there? Or?
No, it's a heart.
Oh, okay.
But all right. Before we get into the top five and gimme five, we want to remind everyone that NWAOnline.com and RiverValleyDemocratGazette.com are the premier spots to get all the latest news on all high school sports. Additionally, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Prep Rally Sports, where we share exclusive interviews with players, and we have a lot of fun over there. Right now, we have a thing for the basketball season called Hoops and Harmonies, where you get to see your favorite high school basketball players sing. So enjoy that.
Yo, this is Champ Davis. This is River Valley. Give me five.
These are the top five performances of the last week in the River Valley. We have a variety this week. Number five, we start with the Arkansas Volleyball Coaches Association All-Star Game at Greenbrier. Julia Suggs from Southside was the outstanding player for the red team in the 5A-6A game with six digs, 13 assists, something she's done her whole entire career. Sydney Herridge from Ozark was the outstanding player for the blue team in the Class 2A to 4A game. And then Macklin Freeman from Hackett was the most valuable player in the 2A-4A game played on Saturday night. Number four, we have a twofer. We had three in number five. Four, we have a duo. Cooper Duo. Dewar from Ozark, 36 points and 6 rebounds in a game against Paris. Earlier against Huntsville, 27 points, 5 rebounds, 5 blocks, and 5 assists. And then also from Van Buren, Gabriel Johnson in a win over Rogers, 27 points and 15 rebounds. Number 3, Champ Davis, senior receiver for Greenwood, in a 59-21 win over Jonesboro on Friday night. 9 receptions, 153 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He also rushed 6 times for 36 yards and a touchdown. Number 2, Andrew Burton, senior fullback for Mansfield, in a 51-22 win over Walnut Ridge on Friday night. 226 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns to lead the Tigers. And number 1, our River Valley Player of the Week, Hunter Warren, senior fullback for Boonville, in a 41-13 win over Rivercrest. 21 carries, 173 yards, and 3 touchdowns. For the season, that put him over 1,000 yards. He now has 1,055 yards and 18 touchdowns. And last year, he had over 1,500 yards. So in 2 years now, he has 2,500 yards over in rushing and 27 touchdowns to lead Boonville on to the quarterfinals of the Class 3A state playoffs.
Hi, I'm Jeff Slaughter, and this is NWA Top 5. Go Elks.
And these are the top five performances in Northwest Arkansas, and it's actually going to be like, I don't know, top eight, something like that. Well, I'm just kidding. We do have a bonus, and it's really, you know, my cousin Haley Thomas of Siloam Springs in the inaugural ARVCA Volleyball All-Star Game. Haley Thomas wins the MVP award in leading the blue team, I believe, to the win in the large school game. So congratulations to Haley. She's not really my cousin, but I'd gladly welcome her into the family. Really great, the Thomas family, really great family over there in Siloam. Number five, Bentonville West special teams going to get the nod here. We'll start with Nick Byrne, the kicker, went 3 of 3 on field goals, 5 of 5 a point after touchdowns against Conway. Ashton Jones, now this is interesting. You can't really call it a kickoff return. It was a return on the kickoff because he didn't field the kickoff, but he got the kickoff through other different ways, like a lateral or a pitch. But he had returns of 82 and 84 yards for touchdowns. Thank you to Henry Apple for helping out with the verbiage on that one. Jackson Lane also blocked a punt, and Bentonville West with a real scrappy effort in a losing cause at Conway. Number four, Chris Ficklin of Bentonville. I told you, you know, Bentonville struggled a little bit against Springdale, but Chris Ficklin had a great night. 18 carries, 146 yards, and a rushing touchdown. 3 catches for 71 yards and a receiving touchdown. I don't think he played in the fourth quarter either. They were just trying to hold back as much as they can and get ready for this matchup with Conway. Number three, well, you know, it's hard to say goodbye, Sydney, but we're going to have to say goodbye to Aiden Lester. And boy, how he went out with a bang. 335 passing yards and a touchdown for Farmington and a tough, tough loss at Joe T. Robinson. He also had 113 rushing yards and 2 TDs. Great career, Aiden Lester. And, you know, we're excited to see what chapter is next for you in your football career. Number two, Jeff Regan. Rodgers, 149 touchdowns. What a night that would be. 149 passing yards and a touchdown. But the guy had 7 carries for 229 yards.
Look at the little wide receiver go.
He had a 99-yard touchdown run and an 87-yard touchdown run. And then the other carries really lowered his average a little bit. You know, Jeff Regan been a contributor on our show for 3 years now. Number one, Ben Napier of Elkins, the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette Player of the Week. He went 6 of 10 on the final game-winning drive for 68 yards and threw a 25-yard touchdown pass to Brad Walker for the Elks. Elkins survives Batesville Southside and moves on to play another week. And guys, like, it's just, you know, those moments right there, like Ben Napier of Elkins, that's what it's all about. You know, being the hero right there at the end. So we'll see who the hero is this week. This guy's my hero.
My hero is Jesus.
Absolutely.
Amen. Well, thank you for everyone watching our show today. We hope you enjoyed it, and we will see you next week.